Around the Winner's Circle. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Jessica Sarton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The 41st Annual Junior Livestock Expedition wrapped up this week with Sheep Expo in Cookeville, where hundreds of showers gathered to be named the Supreme Grand Champion of their areas.
I won a champion at Commercial U, as well as champion and reserve farm bred.
John Edwards is a junior from Claiborne County, and showing is in his blood. Not only did his sister show, but it comes from a long line of relatives that sparked an interest in this young man.
Well, my cousin Emily showed, and my sister wanted to show, so she started showing, and then we decided we was going to buy some ewes, and then we started culling ewes and buying replacements and trying to get better over the years.
And Edwards helps us to understand that winning the bigger award isn't everything, and that helping others will give you the best reward.
Winning isn't everything, because I would much rather help other people than win, because I've already set goals and I've accomplished most of them, and I would like to help other people accomplish their goals. We have 5 first-time showers this year and 1 that's returning this year.
Jim Neal, director of both the Sheep and Beef Expo, says that showing will not only bring out the competitive side of kids, but also the responsibility side of things.
Yes, they also learn individual or develop individual characteristics such as responsibility, initiative, get up and go, perseverance, all things that are needed to have a successful, not only a successful livestock project, but a success in life in school or on a ball team or whatever it might be.
Along with Edwards, we would like to give a big congratulations to Carly Warner, a 5th grader from White County, who won Grand Champion Market Lamb with her Blackface Cross weighing in at 137 pounds, and to Reserve Champion Haley Brazil, a 7th grader from Sumner County, weighing her Hampshire Lamb in at 141. Overall, the Junior Sheep Expo was a huge success. There were over 650 head of sheep shown this week, with 400 kids participating from 52 counties across the state. Hope you all have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Jessica Sarton.